Thank you very much, Mr. Mlotha, and good morning to the members of the media, the fellow chairpersons, and all the stakeholders that are here today. We decided to brief the members of the media and our stakeholders on, firstly, the state of readiness for the 2025 NSC examinations, and of course also address the issue of bullying in our schools, and further also speak briefly on the oversight visit that the Portfolio Committee undertook to the Free State province. It is always our honor to address the media and to reflect on two critical and interlinked matters, which the first is the readiness of our system for the 2025 National Senior Certificate Examinations and the persistent and deeply concerning challenge of bullying in our schools. We believe that both of these issues speak to the heart of our education system. They speak to the integrity of our assessment process and the well-being of our learners. As the committee's responsibility, as mandated by Parliament, is to provide oversight and to ensure accountability and to promote continuous improvement in the delivery of quality education to all learners, regardless of where they come from or which school they attend. We as a committee, we've received briefings from the Department of Basic Education and UMALUSI and Provincial Education Departments in the form of the Free State province. We are satisfied that the system is ready, and UMALUSI's independent audit of readiness has confirmed that the necessary systems such as registration, printing, storage, distribution of question papers, marking, moderation, and results management are in place. This readiness, however, is not just about logistics. It is about ensuring that every learner has an equal and fair opportunity to demonstrate their learning capabilities. It is about safeguarding the integrity of our examination so that every certificate awarded reflects genuine effort and achievement. We commend the department and the provincial departments and schools for the extensive preparations undertaken to ensure that examination centers are secure, markers are trained, and that all systems are aligned for smooth administration. During our engagements with the department, we did mention or ask about unforeseen circumstances, if indeed they have in plans to mitigate unforeseen circumstances, and also because exams had already started last week on Thursday, if there had been any incidences ever since the exam started. And we were assured that indeed the department is ready for any unforeseen circumstances, be it weather issues. They've got exam centers that they've prepared to take learners in case of such unforeseen circumstances. But further also that, for example, you would have heard in Westbury in Gauteng, where there was an incident at one of the school and one of the learners could not write, but we were assured that the department in Gauteng is making means to ensure that they mitigate such circumstances. So our message to all the learners that are sitting for their examinations to the class of 2025 is that they are not alone, that the nation stands behind them, and they must stay focused, disciplined, confident, and they have been prepared for this moment. And they must remember that their future and our country's future are intertwined, and that their success strengthens our democracy and our economy and our shared hope. Now, as it relates to the incident of bullying in schools, while we take pride in our examination readiness, we cannot ignore a challenge that continues to undermine the safety, dignity, and mental health of too many learners, which is bullying. The committee has been deeply concerned by the rising number of reported bullying incidents in our schools, including physical, verbal, psychological, and cyberbullying. Behind every statistic is a child, a learner whose confidence, learning journey, and sense of belonging are being eroded by fear and intimidation. Education cannot thrive in an environment of fear, and a learner who feels unsafe cannot learn, and a teacher who fears discipline cannot teach effectively. Of course, you would have seen that the committee undertook a visit to Milnerton High after the incident, after we all learned of the incident, the horrific incident that we saw on our social media spaces. And we've engaged with the school, we've engaged with the district and the department on what actions were in place to ensure that something like this never happened again. What we have noted, though, is that majority of our schools do not have a comprehensive anti-bullying policy. What they do have is code of conducts, which just really just touches the issue of of bullying. But it does not, it's not a comprehensive policy, and it does not give learners an understanding or a comprehension of what they should do when such incidences happen or when they are affected by bullying. And as a result, we've directed the department to assist all our schools to ensure that there is comprehensive anti-bullying policies. And of course, also they must create reporting mechanisms that also include learners being able to anonymously report about incidents of bullying. As a portfolio committee, our vision is for a schooling system that is safe, inclusive, and empowering, where excellence and compassion coexist. And our oversight will continue to ensure that safety measures are enforced and incidents are tracked, and that schools have the support they need to act decisively. One of the issues that also concerned us was the availability of psychosocial support. In the instance of Milnerton High incident, we learned when we were there that the learners and the parents had not received adequate psychosocial support, although the province did mention that they did. But we then learned that it was not necessarily adequate psychosocial support, and that might be made by the fact that only one social worker is attached to 30 schools. So the schools have to apply to the district, and they have to wait to get a social worker to the school to assist learners with psychosocial support. And that's one of the concerns that we've raised with the department, to say we need to come up with a strategy to ensure that there is school counselors at every school. With regard to the Milnerton High School incident, we were given an assurance that a disciplinary hearing was going to be taken, was going to be held on Saturday. And we did demand that the province and the district send us a full report on the outcomes of that disciplinary hearing. What the process is and what we understand is that after the hearing, whatever sanction, whatever the recommendations of the disciplinary committee, they still would have to be taken to the district and the province for a final approval as per the South African Schools Act mentions. So we are awaiting for that comprehensive report on that outcome of the disciplinary hearing. We do know that the learners are on precautionary suspension. We did raise concern with the amount of time it took the school to place those learners on precautionary suspension, because they continued to threaten and bully that learner even after the parent had reported to the school management. But overall, we also noticed and noted that there was a culture of bullying in the school. And to a certain extent, there is a coach of a certain rugby team who we believe also enables such, because there are incidences that have been reported to him according to what we got, and there were no actions. But also that there was a previous incident that was reported to the school, and the school could not account as to what did they do with it. The principal confirmed to knowing about the incident that related to the very same learner, but there was no clear indication as to what did the school do with that incident. So those are some of the findings we've made, and we did then instruct that there should be consequence management and there should be accountability. Now, in conclusion, we undertook an oversight visit to the Free State province to assess the state of schooling infrastructure in the province and the state of the NSC readiness, and also to also assess the NSC program, the scholar transport, and also many other issues. Our findings or our observations as a committee, one, We visited the Lejolo Busa district, and in the Welkom area, what concerned us the most was the state of schooling infrastructure that was also made worse by sewer that was running into the schools. We tried to engage with the municipality when we were there, but they were not available for any, they were not available for engagements. But Welkom High, we found that there is sewer within the school, and that did not present a conducive environment for learning. We did speak to the department, and we are planning as a portfolio committee to call to have a joint sitting with the portfolio committee of COCTA and to call the Minister of COCTA to deal with these issues of tariffs, of dealings of schools that are very high, and that municipalities at times just come to schools and they just close water. We were also concerned about the persistent use of language policy as a barrier for access. In one of the schools we visited, in three of the schools that we visited in the Free State, we found that Afrikaans were still used as a medium of instruction, and it was still used as a barrier. That language policy was still used as a barrier for access for many other learners. We were impressed, though, with the academic performance of many of the schools there, especially the technical schools, and we were given assurance, and also given the evidence that we saw, we are assured that the province is ready to administer the NSC examination. And of course, they've been performing well, they've been number one, and given the performance we saw, we are assured that they are likely to stay number one, because indeed the academic performance was really commendable. The province, like any other provinces, are facing serious financial constraints. Maintenance budget to the school. So the school infrastructure is dilapidating, as Honorable Feni would have said, and the maintenance budget is inadequate. Our engagements with the department and with the FFC is that we need to review the funding model of our schools if we're going to deal with the inequalities that persist. I think those were the few ways or the few issues that we wanted to brief the media on this morning. Thank you very much, Chairperson.